Hey, Frisco, this is Scott Ellis, and high school football season is upon us yet again. So this week, we're going to get into the 2015 high school football preview. This is the Frisco Podcast. So with me today is our sports writer, Tim Howell, and he is joining us to give us the rundown of all of the Frisco high school football teams. And give us a little sneak peek at how they're going to do this season. Tim, welcome back to the show. Good to have you here.
Hey, my pleasure, Scott. Thanks for having me. Always a fun time if you're looking forward to the high school season. Let's just jump right into it. All right, first and foremost, as we all know, District 9-5A is now earning the reputation, and it's a well-found one, of being one of the toughest in the area, if not the entire state. And remember now, all of these teams have had 1 year under their belts in 5A, one team of which we'll speak about in a moment. The Lone Star Rangers made the jump from 3A to 5A and were largely successful last year, but here it is, District 5A, 9-5A rather, and it's parity being a large reason why people love football so much, especially on the professional ranks and on down through college and high school. It's the name of the game in this district, is every team legitimately has a chance. Now, this year, nobody seems to be giving much thought to the Independence Knights or the Liberty Redhawks. The Knights, of course, their inaugural season was last year, but you can't really rule them out. Same with the Redhawks. Remember, a year ago, nobody was thinking too much about the Colony or Heritage. The Coyotes were D2 regional semifinalists. All right, so here we go. We'll start off with the Lone Star Rangers. Now, these guys kind of play with a chip on their shoulder, which is interesting. Very talented, but they do view themselves as kind of the small guys, thanks to the lowest enrollment in the district, just at about 1,200. As I mentioned a moment ago, they were 3A 2 years ago, and they were kind of fringe 3A. Could have been a big 2A, and now here they are in 5A, competing with everybody else. Now, they were one of last year's fatalities in the sense that they were 5-3, and thanks to that crazy tiebreaker that takes a physicist from NASA to figure out, they were eliminated despite having one of the better records in the district. So this year they're going to be hungry. And of course they have Jason Shelley, probably the most talented overall option quarterback in the district. He also has a wide assortment of playmakers at his disposal. We talked about him briefly, and we'll talk a little bit more about the Liberty Redhawks. Now, last year they had star senior quarterback Udgum Goyal, who has graduated, so one key for Coach Birch's team this year is going to be to find a new signal caller. But they have a talented running back returning in Brandon Hubbard. They might struggle a bit on defense. They weren't the world's strongest defensive unit a year ago, and this year they're only returning one starter. However, he was a stud, led the team. It's linebacker Gage Ryder. In order for them to repeat on that 3-win season, going to have to get some answers from some questions on defense, as well as find a quarterback to helm that offense. Then, of course, you have the Centennial Titans. Mark Howard was the head coach for quite a while, and now he is replaced by Ronnie Mullins, who came over from Prosper. He was the athletic director there. Howard now is going to be coaching Trinity Christian Addison. Now, the defense is going to be the same, and I think this might be a key, because anytime you bring in a new coach, there's going to be a transitional period, because they like to, you know, employ their own offense, and a lot of times they'll bring over their own defensive coaches. But he decided to stick with Coach Swan, who is a very, very much a veteran of the high school defensive coordinating position. Very good. They're going to stick with that 3-4. So that's one less thing for all these players to have to get accustomed to. And of course, the Centennial Titans have Anthony Pagese, an 1,800-yard rusher from a year ago, probably the district's most explosive runner. So the Titans should be back in the mix. They were bi-district finalists a year ago. Next, we have the Frisco High Raccoons. There's three things you can count on: death, taxes, and the wing tee offense. From Coach Vance Gibson, loves it. It's old school, it's smash mouth. It seems like he can always find a stud running back to kind of helm that position. Once again, this year he has another excellent runner. But more important than that, he has Rohan Vasa. He has a stud quarterback who Coach Gibson, I spoke with him briefly, said just kind of really shined in the spring practice as well as this summer. He's going to be that starting quarterback for sure. Now, one thing they have to contend with is they did lose Paul Terry. He was a Lifestyle Frisco MVP for the Raccoons a year ago. He's going to head on over to his old school up near Amarillo. But you better believe they're going to have the right man for the right offense in that situation. Next up, we have the Heritage Coyotes. This was Frisco ISD's biggest surprise from last year. The Coyotes preseason, really nobody saw them able to make the postseason, but they did. And with authority, they were D2 regional semifinalists, just like the aforementioned Colony. And this year, they were returning studs Bubba Ogbebor, easy for me to say, and Kene Nwangwu. That's a running back and wide receiver, respectively. Now, they did lose last year's Lifestyle Frisco MVP quarterback, Malik Walker, but I spoke with the head coach, and Amare Jones, a sophomore, is going to step in. And Coach Hendricks is convinced that he's not only a step or two faster, but he has a stronger arm. So watch for the Heritage Coyotes. Could be scary. Now we have the Independence Knights. It's their second year. And, of course, they're coming off that first season, and they didn't have any seniors last year, brand-new startup high school. But now the flip side of that is they have 44 returning starters, and they all have a full year of experience under their belts in 9-5A. Keep your eyes on Miles Russell, who actually scored the school's first touchdown in their second game of the season last year, and quarterback Kyle Sadler. And, of course, the Wakeland Wolverines, can't forget about them. Now, Noah Anderson is an intriguing player. He got the majority of the snaps at quarterback last year, but he's now going to segue from full-time QB to wide receiver to really take advantage of that explosive speed. The Wolverines will look to fill that spot at quarterback that Anderson vacated, but they've got a large bevy of underclassmen fighting for that role. So keep your eyes peeled for that. One thing for sure is Justin Williams, the team's leader in tackles and also an excellent wide receiver, is gone. He'll now be playing football at the University of Illinois, but filling his shoes will be Tanner Uding. He had 112 tackles last year, and he's even bigger and stronger this year, so look for Uding to have another big season. The Colony and Little Elm, sure. They're not Frisco schools, but you got to watch out for them, too. The Colony is easy to overlook. They're kind of just flying to the radar, but they were a surprise a year ago as, well, just like the Heritage Coyotes here, regional semifinalists. And then, of course, as is their hallmark, they return an excellent running back. It's Khalil Banks. He was a 1,500-yard rusher last season, and he has a gigantic O-line that averages about 280 pounds with which to run behind, so keep your eyes on them. The Little Elm Lobos, now, they're still kind of going through some growing pains. A couple of years ago, they were in the mix. They had Caleb Chapman, who was just a ground-and-pound runner. He's been gone now for 2 years, and they're still looking to kind of fill in that gap, so they'll look to improve over last year's one-win season, but they do have they've only lost, 4 lettermen from a year ago, so they will have some experience. And lastly, but not leastly, we're going to talk about the Frisco Legacy Christian Eagles. Now, kind of like Lone Star, they had a tougher time transitioning, but they jumped up to a much more difficult district. They went from TAPS D2-3 to TAPS D2-2. Kind of ran the table as far as non-district. Then they started playing the Dallas Christians and the DK Gormans, both very experienced teams. And I talked to Coach Embry, and he said one of the biggest difficulties for them to overcome last year was just the fact that they were outmanned. All of a sudden, you go to play a team that has a full 25 guys on the bench at any time, and they could just kind of rotate them in and out so they're always fresh. So they do have a larger squad this year to the Eagles of Legacy Christian, but they're going to try a little bit of a platoon advantage to keep those guys rested. And once again, you can't underestimate having a full year under your belt to play in a tougher district. They have Chase Eisenman, who returns, an 1,800-yard rusher. He's going to be the key of the offense. Now, they do have a bit of a quarterback issue as Tanner Lee, who was probably going to be the starter out of camp, has decided to focus fully on baseball. But regardless, this year, look for the Legacy Christian Eagles to certainly improve upon their district record of just one win a year ago. Should be a lot of fun.
All right, Tim, thanks for the rundown. Okay, I'm going to ask you one question, and I'm going to put you on the spot, and we're going to record this so everybody can hear it. If there is any one of the Frisco football teams that you think is going to be the standout that really has a chance to go the distance this year, who would you pick?
All right. Well, thanks, Scott. Sure, I'd go with the Heritage Coyotes. Coach Hendricks has an excellent offense in place. Like I said, last year, they're kind of under the radar. They did use a stud. They lost their stud quarterback, Malik Walker, but now this Amare Jones kid, I've had the opportunity to watch a couple of practices. He's really, really electric. That with Nwangwu and Oak Baybor, you might have three of the best offensive players in the district with the Heritage Coyotes. So watch out. I do think they're going to be playoff bound for certain.
All right, I like it. We're gonna come back mid-season and review this and see how we're doing. How's that sound?
Well, we'll see. We might have edited some, right?
Yeah, we'll see how we do. And there's no editing now. It's on record. We've got you. All right, Frisco, that is it for this week's episode. Have a great week, and we will talk to you next week on the Frisco Podcast.